American Legion baseball coverage continues here on KNCA 103.9 FM alongside Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tabman back with you in Concordia. And it was a great start for us today as Hiawatha posts 66, an opening round win over Marysville by a final score of 6-4. They will get Smith County in a winner's bracket game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we'll see what now Corning post 216 can do against Concordia, the host Blues, as we bring you game number two of our doubleheader, day one of the AA State Tournament here on KNZA. Let's get you the starting lineups. Corning post 216 with a record of 14-7. They are the road team in this matchup tonight, and they're going to go like this. Hunter Lehman will pitch. He will lead it off. Catching is L.J. Kelzer. He'll bat second. Drew Gibbs, the shortstop, bats third. Race Fisher in the cleanup and at third base. Brett Heideman bats fifth. He'll be at first base. Aiden Talley, the left fielder, bats sixth. Paxton Bowers at second, batting seventh. Ben Haverkamp in center field, batting eighth. And Miles Wimberly in right, rounding it out for Corning, post 216. Again, Lehman pitching, Kelzer catching, Gibbs at short. Fisher at third, Heideman at first, Talley in left. Bowers at second, Haverkamp in center, and Wimberly is the right fielder. For Concordia, the host Blues here today, as they are the 4 seed, Corning the 5 seed. Concordia a record of 11-7, and they will go like this here in this afternoon's game. Matthew Eubanks will lead it off. He'll be in left field. Rush LeDuc is the catcher and batting second. Peyton Breese is the shortstop. He bats third. Braden Primo is the pitcher in the cleanup spot. Keegan Bimes is at first base batting fifth. Maddox Fry is at second base batting sixth. Dustin Starrett is the center fielder. He bats seventh. Shane Parker is the right fielder. He bats eighth. And Joe Henderson, the third baseman, will bat ninth and round it out for the Concordia Blues with a record of 11-7. So again, Eubanks in left, LeDuc catching, Breese at short, Primo pitching, Bimes at first, Fry at second, Starrett in center, Parker the right fielder, and Henderson is at third base. Well, we cooled down a touch. It was 95 at first pitch for the Hiawatha and Marysville game. Well, right now we're sitting at a comfortable 94. As it will be Primo, the starting pitcher, Braden Primo. 11-7 Concordia, 14-7 Corning. The 4-5 matchup in this 8-team field. Hiawatha post 66, advancing already with a 6-4 win. And let's see what Corning can do against Concordia here in game number two. So glad to be a part of your Friday afternoon. Here we go. Both teams rocking blue jersey tops, gray pants for Corning, white pants for Concordia. Primo sets and the righty deals. And Hunter Lehman fouls away the first pitch. And we are underway in game number two. Round number one here in this 8-team AA state tournament. First pitch today in this one, 4:56. Next pitch high, 1-1 here on Hunter Lehman. Now, Corning finished runner-up in the Zone 3 tournament. They started 2-0, but back-to-back losses to Hiawatha gave Hiawatha the Zone 3 tournament championship, but Corning the regular season champs for a second straight year as Lehman looked like for a second he got hit, but it hit the bottom part of the bat, so now he's down in the count 1-2 after the foul ball. Primo's pitch, fastball missing high, and now 2-2. Lehman followed by Kelzer and Gibbs. Here in the top of the first inning, Primo, a big right-handed thrower, steps off the rubber, resets. Right now a 2-2 count here on Hunter Lehman. Lehman, 2 hits in the zone tournament against Doniphan County, a double and a single. He has played well all summer long, and now he fouls one away. Right behind us to the right, and it stays 2-2. Friday in an 8-6 win over Hiawatha. He had a 2-RBI double. And here is a 2-2 delivery by Primo, and it's a fastball swung on and missed, and down goes Lehman for the first out of the game. Primo is a big body on the bump and a hard-throwing right-hander. Was talking to one of the gentlemen working here at the state tournaments, one of the workers here in Concordia, talking about Eubanks, who is the leadoff hitter and the left fielder for Concordia. He is a Division II player in Minnesota who touches 90 miles per hour with his fastball. So Corning lucky to maybe not see a guy like that here in the first game. Here's Kelzer, one ball, no strikes, takes the first pitch high, Primo delivers, and a ground ball through the hole and out into center field for a base knock. L.J. Kelzer, a one-out single here in the first. So here's Drew Gibbs, another powerful right-handed swing. Gibbs had a very solid, productive Zone 3 tournament. Doniphan County, he had two hits and two RBIs against Hiawatha, two hits including a home run. That was the Friday game, and then Sunday against Hiawatha, in which they lost, he was 1-for-3 with a double. So Kelzer at first, one out. Top of the first, no score. Primo out of the stretch, first pitch fastball and a called strike, and it's 0-1. Back-to-back years, Corning here at the state tournament. They were a game away from the championship last year. And they went 2-2 here in Concordia. They lost to Beloit, beat Colby, then beat Seneca, but then lost to Concordia 12-6. So a rematch of a game last year in which Concordia doubled up Corning 12-6. Right now on Gibbs, one ball, one strike. Kelzer at first, one out, no score, top one. Primo out of the stretch, sets the belt, delivers, and gets it on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Both teams with baby blue jersey tops. Maybe a little bit lighter for Concordia, and they go by the Blues, and there's a swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by Gibbs. And another strikeout here in the first for Primo. Here's Race Fisher, the third baseman. Powerful right-handed stick with Kelzer at first and now two down. Lehman and Gibbs, both strikeout victims here in the first. Not much of a lead for Kelzer at first. Correction, that is a courtesy runner, by the way. That is Quentin Aldifer. So forgot to make that note, but Aldifer at first base for Kelzer. First pitch to Fisher is a swing and a miss for strike one. Sets and fires, throw to first, and Aldifer back safely. So Primo out of the stretch, Aldifer about 2.5 steps off first, stays there, pitches outside. Now a late takeoff, and the throw is way high and gets out into center field. But not much for Aldifer to take off to third, so a stolen base for him, and he's at second base with two outs. One ball, one strike, the count on Race Fisher. Primo sets, looks back at second base, Aldifer a good lead, nobody holding. And a foul ball here by Fisher, and he's behind at one ball, two strikes. If Fisher is able to do something here, Heideman will follow. Hiawatha post 66, 6-4 winner in their first game against Marysville. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike three, and that ends the inning. So it's going to be striking out the side for Primo. After a one-out single by Kelzer, that will do it. Back-to-back strikeouts against Gibbs and now Fisher. So Primo strikes out the side. We head to the home first. No score here on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Sadman here in Concordia. Warm, breezy afternoon. Corning and Concordia. The matchup here for 5, the seeding between the two. Hunter Lehman, his first opportunity on the hill today for Corning post 216. He'll get Matthew Eubanks, Rush LeDuc, and Peyton Breese. And then if one of those three are able to get on, Braden Primo in the cleanup spot. No score, bottom of the first inning. Hiawatha post 6-6, already advancing with a win over Marysville in the first game. They'll get Smith County tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The ball game right here on KNZA. So here we go, Eubanks, the left fielder, leading off from the right side. Division II prospect, and takes a called strike from Lehman, and it's 0-1. So Lehman gets the ball here in game number one of the tournament. Now off speed, a little bit outside. And it's 1-1. It was 94 at first pitch, 456 that first pitch thrown in this one. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's 2-1. The winds blowing out towards the gap in left center, anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour. And there's a called strike, and it's quickly 2-2. Matthew Eubanks, a right-hander, Lehman's righty delivery is outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. So again, these two teams played last summer. Here in this tournament, Concordia ended Corning's season with a 12-6 win. Oh, and that pitch just missed. Lehman thought he had the ring up there, but it's called 4, and a leadoff walk to Eubanks. So Eubanks at first, nobody out. Here's the catcher, Rush LeDuc. He will bat from the right side. Lehman now quickly out of the stretch and a quick throw to first. And back safely is Eubanks. Lehman quickly out of the stretch, sets belt high and fires. Butt laid down. Lehman charging quickly. Throw to first is in time for the out. Productive for LeDuc as he advances Eubanks to second base. A sacrifice getting Eubanks into scoring position. One out. Here's Peyton Breese, the shortstop. And we saw Peyton represent Concordia in the Northeast Kansas All-Star basketball game a few months back over at Highland Community College. Now representing Concordia here in the Legion State Tournament. Concordia trying to get on the board first. Runner at second base, one out. No score, bottom one. Lehman's pitch to Breese is a little bit high for 1. Breese playing at shortstop, batting third, wearing jersey number 12 for Concordia post 76. Lehman sets and delivers, and it's just a bit high, and it's 2-0. The winner here plays tomorrow at 3:30 against the winner of Iola and Norton. The loser plays at 10:30 against the loser of Iola and Norton, which is the final game after this one. Swing and a miss by Breese, makes it 2-1. Eubanks at second base, one out. Lehman looks back, now turns and fires that way, and Bowers had to lean to his left to keep it from going out to center field and kept it in play. We finally got a little bit of cloud cover. The fans here certainly appreciate that. It's going to be just as warm tomorrow. 2-1 by Lehman. High fastball. Swung right through it and missed. And Breese now even at 2-2. Eubanks a leadoff walk. Put the second on the sacrifice. Now Breese 2-2 the count. Lehman sets. Chest tie. Kicks and fires. Ground ball. Left side. Finds the hole and out into left field for a hit. Playing it is Talley and he gets it in quickly. And now runners at the corners with one out. So Breese a single, first hit of the game for Concordia. And now here's Braden Primo. Primo, the pitcher for Concordia, struck out the side on Corning in the first. And now he has an RBI chance here in the home half. Raymond in a little bit of trouble here in the home first. Runner takes off, and Brees to second base without a throw. It's a called strike, and the count on Primo, 0-1. So a stolen base, now second and third base. No balls, one strike here on Primo. Base hit could give Concordia an early lead. Lehman's pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's one ball, one strike. Keegan Bimes will follow, barring a double play here. Lehman's 1-1 is in the dirt, kicks away, but good job by Kelzer to keep it in front. Now two balls and one strike. Corning Post 216, a record of 14-7, back-to-back league championships. There's a swing and a miss. Lehman blew it by with the fastball. And Primo now evened up, two balls and two strikes. Eubanks at third, Brees the runner at second base, and a 2-2 is high, and the count runs full. Big pitch coming up here early in this game for Hunter Lehman. He likes the first sign, goes out of the windup and delivers. And it's sliced out towards the gap in right center field, and it drops in for a hit. Wimberly chasing it down. Both runs score, and Concordia leads 2-0. Primo comes through with a 2-RBI single, and they will bring a courtesy runner on for him. That'll be Caleb Hansen. So Hansen, now the runner at first, with still only one out, and Concordia leading 2-0. Here's Bimes, the first baseman, batting from the right side. Lehman's pitch is popped up right side, foul territory, and out of play. No balls and one strike. So entering this tournament, Corning has had a really good run over the last couple of summers. They are 42-19 since the start of 2022. And now Bimes rips it into left field for a base knock. Right past the diving Fisher at third. He went to his left, couldn't quite get there in time. And another single, this time by Bimes, and first and second now with still only one out. The three straight singles. After a sacrifice bunt, now two on and only one out still. Here's Maddox Fry, the second baseman. Courtesy runner in Hansen at second base, Bimes at first. Here is Fry, the second baseman who bats on the right side. 2-0 Concordia, still batting with one out in the first. There's a called strike to make it 0-1. Knee high. So Corning early, going to have to play from behind. And you want to limit the damage to no more than what we got right now. Still only one out. Here's the pitch. Both runners take off, and it's fouled away. It looked like maybe a hit and run was on there, but Fry couldn't keep it between the lines. But Fry now down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Last year, this Corning team won 13 games. As another one is fouled away by Fry, stays 0-2. The year before that, 2022, they won 15 games, and then entering this tournament this year, they have 14 wins. Very consistent is this Corning post 216 squad over the last couple of years. This one is lifted out towards left. Tally coming in and makes the catch. Keeps the runners at first and second, and a big out number two.
Now batting for Concordia Blues. Center fielder, number one, Dustin
Starrett. Here's Dustin Starrett, the center fielder. So Primo still at second, Bimes at first. Or correction, Hansen, courtesy runner for Primo, is at second base. And Bimes at first. Now two outs. Here's Starrett. 2-0 Concordia. Lehman trying to get out of it with no more harm done. And there's a first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. Lehman sets. From the stretch, at the belt, kicks and deals. It is popped up, shallow left field. Could be a tough play, but Tally has a good beat on it, makes the catch for the out. But Concordia strikes first, a two RBI single by Braden Primo. 2-0 our score, inning number two on the way. Stay with us here on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes,
SBS. Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball from the AA State Tournament in Concordia, brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tannen with you, warm, breezy afternoon here in Concordia. And speaking of Concordia, post 76, they lead 2-0 over Corning. As Corning post 216, coming up for a second time as the top of the second inning is underway. Brett Heidemann steps in. From the left side, Primo struck out the side in the first, and first pitch swinging, and Heidemann lifts it out to right field. But playing it perfectly was Parker, who makes the catch, and one pitch, one out here in the second. So here's Aiden Talley, the left fielder. Well, taking a look at what Talley did in some of the Zone 3 games last weekend. Two singles, a walk, and three RBIs in the win against Doniphan County in the opener. In the win against Hiawatha that Friday, 0-for-2, a couple of walks. And he takes a first pitch here outside the zone, and it's 1-0. Bases empty, one down, top of the second inning. Concordia is leading this game 2-0. Now this one also lifted to right field. Shallow, and an over-the-shoulder catch by Fry, the second baseman. Difficulty high on that one. Very nice play for out number two. So two up, two down quickly, and here's Paxton Bowers. So Primo trying to work quickly here once again. He struck out the side in the first, and he's got the two quick outs here in the second. First pitch a little bit outside to Bowers, and it's 1-0. A lot of these names very similar from the state tournament run by both last year. Concordia eliminated Corning with a 12-6 win. Iola here, the top seed. They'll play Norton up next in the final game of the day. They're the back-to-back state champs. And there's a called strike. And the count on Bowers, 2-1. Heidemann and Talley both retired pretty quick, and now Bowers trying to keep this thing alive with 2 down. High chopper, left side, jumping stop by the third baseman and Henderson, and makes a dart over to first in time for the out. So pretty easy 3-up and 3-down frame for Primo. 1.5 in the books. Concordia leads it 2-0 here on KNZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, Double-A State Tournament Action in Concordia. It's brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. I want to thank them as well. 1.5 innings checked off so far. 2-0 Concordia. They come up here in the bottom of the second inning. Shane Parker leads it off. First pitch swinging. Lifts it out towards center field. But going back to make the catch is Haverkamp. And one pitch, one out for Hunter Lehman.
One out. Now batting for the Blues, the third baseman, number 23, Joey Henderson.
Here's Joey Henderson, number 9 in the order. And number 23 on the jersey. Playing at third base defensively. One up, one down. 2-0 Concordia. And Lehman shaking off the first two. And likes the third sign from Kelzer. And deals. Off speed and just fouled away. And it's 0-1. So Concordia getting two runs in the first. A two RBI single by Braden Primo. They left two stranded in that inning. Here's Lehman's 0-1. And it's hit well, right center field, and it drops in for a hit. And a one-out single by number 9 in the order, Joey Henderson.
Here's it for Henderson. That'll bring up for the Blues, the left fielder, number 11.
So back to the top of the order, Matthew Eubanks. A walk and a run scored in the first. He comes up here with Henderson at first base and one out. His team out to a 2-0 lead. Concordia, post number 76. Against Corning, post 216. Now you wonder, as a broadcaster, Concordia and Corning. Those two are easy to get a little tongue-tied, so if that happens, probably already has, we will correct ourselves. First pitch inside, missing. One ball, no strikes here on Eubanks. Division II pitcher in Minnesota. And takes another one low and inside, 2-0. Eubanks apparently can touch 90-plus miles per hour with his fastball, but not starting tonight in this game against Corning. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Lehman, and it's two balls and one strike. Henderson, a one-out single. He is at first base. 2-0 Concordia leading here, batting in the home second. Lehman fires. Good pitch. The outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-2. Concordia, 18 games in, 11-7 is their record. Lehman sets, big 2-2, and it's hit into left field, a base hit. And two on and one out. Henderson stops at second. Here is Rush LeDuc. LeDuc, a sacrifice. In his first hit back, getting Eubanks up to second base with a bunt. But now with two on and one out, chance to swing away. And he fouls the first pitch straight back, and it's 0-1. The breeze continues out towards left center. Very big ballpark, 390 to dead center. 0-1 by Lehman is upstairs. One ball, one strike. You can bend it down the line, 325 to the foul poles, and the gaps pretty deep, 360. This one lifted. Foul territory behind home plate. Kelzer made a run at it, couldn't get there in time. And it's one ball, two strikes. Back-to-back hits by Henderson and Eubanks with one out. First and second base right now for Concordia. But a 1-2 count here on Rush LeDuc. If we're putting together an all-name team, Rush LeDuc would be on it. Lehman out of the stretch, looks back and fires, and a swing and a miss. Got him with the high fastball. Out number two. First strikeouts for Lehman. And now that brings up Peyton Brees. So Brees comes up here after a single and a run scored in the first. Now he has two on and two outs here in the second. Lehman's first pitch, missing with a fastball upstairs. One ball, no strikes. This would be a nice little jam for Lehman to get out of here early on. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Missed outside, 2-0. Well, the last thing you want to do is put Brees on, potentially with the bases loaded, and then bringing up a guy like Primo. So this is a pretty important at-bat here with two outs. But a 2-0 is a high fly ball, shallow right field, but it's going to stay on the grass just barely enough. Actually, the second baseman, Bauer, is able to go out and make the catch for the out. So that is a big, big out there to get out of that jam as Concordia strands the pair. 2-0 our score. We head to the third inning here on KNZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
My name is Levi Brooken, Super Bowl Bombers. My favorite thing about baseball is getting to pitch. When I get done pitching, I like to go get a cherry lime made at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Maddie Anderson. I play for the Circle Bowl Bombers. My favorite thing is playing first base. I like to get people out, then go celebrate by getting ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Kenny Shepard. I play for the Circle Bowl Bombers. Practicing hard and making it to the championship. When I'm done with the game, I like to go to Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
Well, all the kids are doing it. You should, too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy in downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball here in Concordia. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tabb and Kirk Kilman. Concordia leading Corning 2-0 as we go to the third inning of play. Smith County and Hiawatha, winners earlier today. They'll play tomorrow at 1 o'clock in a winner's bracket game. And Independence and Marysville in an elimination game tomorrow morning. And then the loser of this one will get the loser of Iola and Norton, which is the final game of the first round after this one. So here we go. It's the third inning. And Ben Haverkamp steps up, fouls away the first pitch, and the top of the third is ready to roll. Haverkamp, Wimberly, and Lehman. Two up for Corning as they trail 2-0 in this game. Primo sets, kicks, and fires. Got him with a fastball, and it's 0-2 quickly. Primo has got some very good velocity, that fastball. He's allowed just one hit so far, and he has struck out three. Ground ball put in play, fielded at short by Brees. Long throw is in time, and Haverkamp is retired.
One out. Now batting four, Corning, the right fielder, number nine, Miles Wimberly. On deck, Lamont in the hole.
Here's Miles Wimberly, the right fielder. Base is empty, one down. Top three, 2-0 Concordia. Primo sets, kicks with the left, fires with the right. And a check swing called strike, and it's 0-1. Wimberly in the Zone 3 tournament had a RBI single against Doniphan County, a single and a run against the Braves of Hiawatha in their first meeting on Friday, and then he went 0-for-2, a couple of walks in the loss to Hiawatha on Sunday. One ball, one strike now on Wimberly. Playing in right field defensively, Primo's pitch is lifted foul right on top of us. Fans waiting for it to roll off the roof, and it did not do so. Just disappeared. Might have gone into the gutter. But Wimberly behind at 1-2. And the pitch by Primo is a swing and a miss, and down goes Wimberly. Fourth strikeout for Primo. He has been very good here early on. So here's Lehman back to the top of the order. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. Base is empty, two down. 2-0 our score, Concordia in front in the top of the third. Primo's first pitch is in there for a called strike. Iola and Norton, the final game in the first round after this one. That's the 1-8 matchup. Iola, the one seed, two-time defending champs, and certainly an opportunity to three-peat here. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2 here on Lehman. Primo kicks and fires. That one is high. Looks like it slipped out of his hands there. Now it's 1-2. We got two of the matchups set for tomorrow, Hiawatha and Smith County, in a winner's bracket game at 1 o'clock here on KNZA. Then the first game at 8 o'clock, an elimination game with Independence and Marysville. Lehman watches one hit the dirt on a breaking ball there. Now two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. And the pitch, another foul ball. So the winner of this game will play at 3:30 tomorrow. The loser of this game will play at 10:30. 2-2, two outs. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside. Count runs full, 3-2. Kells are on deck. The lone hit for Corning here in this one by Kelser. A single in the first. 3-2 by Primo. Is a swing and a miss, but it hits the dirt, gets to the backstop. Lehman churning his way down the line. Did he get there? He did. So a strikeout, but the runner is on with two outs, and that brings up Kelser. So runner at first, two down on the drop strike by the catcher in Leduc. So again, Kelser the catcher with two outs. When you're on deck, you always keep the shin guards on and just play halfway at that point. And now he's got to come up, so he takes a couple minutes to get the shin guards off. And here we go. Let's see if Corning can put together a little two-out rally. Lehman at first. Two outs. Kelser the lone hit for Corning so far. Takes a first pitch fastball a little bit upstairs. It's 1-0. Kelser also stole a base in the first. Didn't get any farther than that. And that was second. Primo glancing, firing a 1-0. And hit to the right side, down the line, but foul. And even Stevens here, one ball, one strike. Lehman took off there. Could have been a hit-and-run scenario. Let's see if maybe that's the case again. At a 2.5-step lead, Primo sets. Lehman takes off. The pitch is a called strike. Throw to second. It's high. Tag applied. In time, they get him. Even an offline throw and a great snag and tag by the second baseman in Fry. So Lehman caught stealing, and that retires the side. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Concordia 2 and Corning nothing.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball. Kelser Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full-flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelser Epoxy Coatings and Flooring. Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Main Star Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Main Star Trust offers offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman here on KNZA. Corning Post 216 opening round match here today in Concordia against Concordia in the AA state tournament. And right now Concordia has a 2-0 lead as Hunter Lehman gets ready to go back to work on the bump for Corning. And Concordia, their two runs in the first on a two-run single by Primo. And speaking of Primo, he will lead off this inning in the third. Bimes and Fry will follow him after that. If you missed our first game, Hiawatha post 6-6, a 6-4 winner against Marysville. It was a great game. Gannon Becker, our player of the game, pitched all seven innings. Gave up just the four runs, and just huge to only burn one pitcher in your first game and what was a win in the tournament. So excited for a winner's bracket game tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Hiawatha and Smith County. Let's see if Corning can join them in the winner's bracket, but they're going to have to come back. 2-0 our score, Concordia batting here in the bottom of the third. Lehman's first pitch to Primo, a little bit low for ball one. Again, Primo, the two RBI single in the first. The lone runs credited so far here today. And a 1-0 is taken all the way. A called strike, one ball, one strike. The sun continues to fight through the clouds, but a little bit of a good breeze towards that left center field gap. Swing and a miss by Primo, and he's behind at 1-2. Lehman, good swagger to him right now, and there's a foul ball there, and stays one ball, two strikes. Well, Concordia, a lot of these kids play for the high school team and out of the North Central Kansas League. And Primo lifts one out to center, but in the right spot. Haverkamp, a couple steps to his right, makes the catch for the out.
One out. Now batting for the Blues. First baseman number 13, Keegan Bimes. Deck,
here's Bimes, the first baseman. He singled in the first, but unable to get past first. As Fry and Starrett after that, a couple of flyouts to end that inning. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Bimes falls behind quickly, 0-1. Lehman pitching well after that tough first. There's a check swing, and he went around, and it's quickly 0-2. Bimes back in. He bats from the right side. Lehman kicks, fires an 0-2. Got him. Strike three. Burned him by with the fastball. And two outs in the inning. Second strikeout for Lehman. Here's Maddox Fry, the second baseman. A fly out to left in his first at bat. Batting here in the bottom of the third. Bases empty. Two down. Concordia leading 2-0. First pitch, fastball called strike. Lehman's got a good groove going here as he looks to retire the side in the third. Next pitch, just a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. So the two-run first for Concordia. Lehman faced seven in that inning. He faced five in the second, and now a chance to face three in the third if he can get Maddox Fry here to end it. Time by the umpire, holds up the right hand, and says, let's go. Lehman's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, bases empty, two down. Here's the pitch. Ooh, just a bit high. Fry, little bit of a hesitation. Maybe he wanted to pull the trigger there, but held it on the shoulder, now 2-2. Lehman works quickly and deals. Got him. Strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts. And the best inning so far for Hunter Lehman. Three innings down. A 2-0 Concordia lead. It's American Legion Baseball.
Community Healthcare System is now offering interventional pain management services with Dr. Carl Hakey, their board-certified pain management physician. He understands that living with chronic pain can impact every aspect of your life, from work to family to simple daily activities, and he'll work with you to develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses your specific needs and your goals. Dr. Hakey sees patients at the Onega and Holton Clinics. Call to schedule your appointment today. Community Healthcare System Pain Management Services. Experience pain-free living inspired by you.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get Napa parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Kansaland Radio.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Keim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Corning, post 216. Concordia, post 76. First round of the AA state tournaments here in Concordia. And the host team, Concordia, 2-0 lead on Corning as we get set. And the start of the fourth inning, L.J. Kelzer, Drew Gibbs, Race Fisher for Corning. Facing Primo as he has pitched well through three innings, allowing just one hit and five strikeouts. First pitch a little bit high to Kelzer, and the fourth inning's underway. Kelzer does have the lone hit, a one-out single in the first. Primo's 1-0 is low for ball two. This is game number 3 of 4 here in the first round today. Ground ball, shortstop side, fielded, and the play is made. That's a nice play by Brees for out number one.
One out. Now batting for Corning, shortstop number 11, Drew Gibbs.
Here's Drew Gibbs, a strikeout victim in his first at bat, coming up here in the fourth with the bases empty and one down. Primo pitching to his catcher, LeDuc. Henderson at third. Brees at short. Fry at second. Bimes at first. Primo's pitch. Called strike to Gibbs, and it's 0-1. Eubanks, the left fielder. Sterrett is in center. And Parker is the right fielder. No balls. One strike here on Gibbs. Primo kicks and deals. And just missed outside. 1-1. You know, Corning certainly wants a little redemption in this game today. They're going to have to rally back. Concordia eliminated Corning with a 12-6 win in the state tournament last year. Concordia would lose to Iola after that. Iola, the two-time champs, the number one seed, will play in the late game tonight. Well, now Gibbs has worked at 3-1. Primo kicks and fires. It is a called strike, and the count runs full. Well, Gibbs took the little step to first, did not get the call, and now he has to settle back in with the count full. 3-2 by Primo. And a foul tip caught by the catcher, strike three. Well, Gibbs thought he had a walk. He did not, and he ends up striking out. That is six strikeouts for Primo. And now bases clear, two down for Race Fisher. Fisher also a strikeout victim in his first at bat. First pitch swinging, lifted into foul territory, left side towards the dugouts, and it falls for strike one. After the Gibbs strikeout, Primo has retired 10 in a row. So he has been on a comfort cruise so far in this game. He has retired 10 in a row and 11 of 12 to start with six strikeouts. There's a called strike. Fisher watched it all the way, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Primo, a chance for another quick inning. Yes, indeed. Fisher upset, swing and a miss, and down goes Fisher. Back-to-back strikeout 7 through 4 innings of work for Primo, and we head to the bottom of the 4th inning. Concordia leads it 2-0.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
Concordia coming up here in the bottom of the 4th inning, leading Corning, I should say, by a score of 2-0. Again, it's been tough with this matchup. You got Corning and Concordia. Right now, the host team, Concordia, 2-0 lead as they come up to bat on Hunter Lehman here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Starrett will lead it off, bottom of the order, followed by Parker and Henderson. So Lehman gave up the 2 runs in the first inning, but he has been very solid since, keeping this game close at 2-0. He has given up 2 runs, 5 hits with 3 strikeouts. And Starrett puts down a bunt. Third base side, Fisher can't handle. And a leadoff base runner, that should be an error. Well, the bunt execution may be a 5 out of 10. It was essentially a grounder to Fisher at third, but he just had an awkward exchange on the field, and by the time he cleared it, Starrett's safe at first. So Starrett at first base. Here's Parker. Lehman wants another baseball. A first base runner for Concordia since the second inning. Now the umpire having to collect a couple more baseballs to put in the side bag. And resettles. Runner at first, Starrett, thanks to an error to start the inning. Now Parker sets. Lehman's pitch is the fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Parker flew out to center field in his first at-bat. Wears number 27 on the jersey, and bats number 8 in the order. Lehman's 0-1, lifted out to shallow center field, and that drops in for a base hit right in front of Haverkamp. So an error and a single. And Concordia Bruin, 2 on and nobody out here in the 4th. Here's Henderson. He singled in his first at-bat, and now he has 2 on and nobody out. His team leading this game 2-0 in the bottom of the 4th. He shows bunt and puts it down, but it's foul. And it's no balls, 1 strike. Well, the way Primo has been pitching for Concordia, you really don't want Concordia to have a big inning here, as Corning has had no answer for Primo through the first 4 innings today. Another time called by the umpire. Henderson steps back in. Lehman sets, kicks and fires. Bunt shown, put down to the right side, and it's going to be picked up in fair territory in the throw to first in time for the out. So a risky play. The bunt is successful. The out is recorded. But now second and third with one down.
Now batting for the Blues, for the dominant order, the left fielder number 11, Matthew Eubanks.
Now a very dangerous hitter, Matthew Eubanks. Runners at second and third and one out. A 2-0 game, but Concordia threatening to extend. Lehman kicks and fires. Missing with a high fastball, 1-0. This is a very athletic Concordia team. Primo is going to Tabor. Play some college baseball. And Bimes, who is the first baseman for Concordia, is going to Tabor to play football. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Eubanks, who is up there right now with a 1-1 count, is a Division II baseball player in Minnesota. And Eubanks has walked and singled and has scored a run. But now he's down in the count, 1-2 after a foul ball. Two on and one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Broke one with it on the inside corner and kind of a half-hearted swing. Eubanks missed it. Big second out. Here's Rush LeDuc. He is 0-2. Runners are still at second and third, but now two down. Lehman the chance to get out of it. And it's hit to the left side, and it just got over Gibbs and into left field for a hit. Both score, and a throw to second, not in time. A clutch, two outs, two RBI single by Rush LeDuc. And Concordia doubles up their lead. It's 4-0 here in the fourth. One of those two runs unearned, as an error in the inning has not helped the Corning cause. And then LeDuc getting to second base on the throw home. A single and two RBIs. 4-0 Concordia. Here is Peyton Breeze, the shortstop, who has a single and a run scored. He's also popped out to second. Was told he is just going to Kansas State for his academics at the next level. Saw him in the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball game over at Highland Community College a few months back. Lehman's pitch, a fastball missing high, and Breeze in front right now at 2 balls, no strikes. 2 runs in, 4-0 Concordia here in the fourth. Another foul ball. Good swing there by Breeze, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike.
The concession stand, they've got a great prize for you. Thanks for returning them.
Runner at second base is LeDuc. 2 RBI single, getting to second base on a throw home. And there is a pitch a little bit high, and it's now 3 balls, 1 strike with Primo due up next. Now Concordia leads it 4-0. A 3-1 pitch coming up to Breeze. Here it is. And it's in there for a called strike, and the count is full. You'd love to get this out now. Looks back at second, kicks and deals, and it's high ball 4. So LeDuc holds true at second, Breeze now at first base, and 2 on and 2 outs for Primo. He got the scoring started in the first, a 2 RBI single, and now meeting on the hill for Corning, and we'll see if they want to keep Lehman in the game. Well, can't tell. This is a crucial point in this game as Corning finds themselves down 4-0 to Concordia. They're still batting in the bottom of the fourth with 2 on and 2 outs. And the way that Braden Primo has been pitching, it's going to be hard at this point unless Corning can put a big inning together, but they have done nothing through 4 innings on Primo. Lehman will continue. He needs one out just to get out of the inning, but again, two runs have already scored. Two runners are still on, and still with two down. So Primo, one for two, drove in the first two runs of the game. Leduc at second, drove in the next two runs in the game. First pitch swinging, lines it to the right side, but right to Bowers at second base, playing it right for the out. So Lehman gets out of it, but damage done. Rush Leduc, a two RBI single. Concordia doubles up their lead. 4-0 our score. We head to the fifth. It's American Legion Baseball.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at MVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge, give your crop a boost with Coron. And want to thank, as well, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Concordia leading Corning by a score of 4-0 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Boy, Braden Primo has locked up this Corning lineup. Four innings pitched, one hit, no runs, no walks, and seven strikeouts.
Leading off for Corning in the top of the fifth.
So to lead off the fifth, Brett Heideman, Aiden Talley after that, and Bowers in the hole. 4-0 Concordia. First round matchup here at this AA state tournament. Hiawatha advancing in our first game today. They beat Marysville 6-4. They'll get Smith County in a winner's game tomorrow afternoon. But Corning is at three at bats. Put something together. They trail 4-0. First pitch missing the zone, 1-0 the count here on Heideman. He flew out to right in his first at bat. And he rips it to the right side, just foul. Could have been extra bases, but now it's just a strike, and it's 1-1. The one hit for Corning was all the way back in the first by Kelzer. Off-speed pitch missing outside, 2-1. First pitch exactly 1 hour ago at 4:56. And we are right now in the fifth inning. Next one is a little bit outside, and the count 3-1. No runs, one hit, one left for Corning batting here in the fifth against Primo. The pitch. And missed a little bit high, 4. Well, Corning needed it. The first walk issued by Primo. He has not had to work out of the stretch much. But here is Talley. He popped out to second in his first at bat. He has Heideman at first base with nobody out. Concordia leading at 4-0 in the fifth. First pitch is a ground ball foul. And it's 0-1. This is game number 3 of 4 today in the first round. Top seed, back-to-back champion Iola will get 8-seed Norton in the final game of the day after this one. Primo's pitch called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Talley. Some velocity with that fastball, clipped the outside corner knee high. Primo sets. Not much of a lead for Heideman at first. Primo's pitch is a ground ball. Could be two. Fielded it short. Second for one. Throw to first is in time. 6-4-3 double play. And there are two outs.
Double play. Bring up two outs for Corey. Not bad.
Well, that ended any little threat, and now Bowers, with the bases empty and two down, will step in. A ground out to third in his first at bat. And Primo now goes right back to the windup, more comfortable for him, and bends in a strike, and it's 0-1. So after a leadoff walk, still a chance to face the minimum here in the fifth. Primo sets. Kicks and fires. It is a high fastball missing, one ball, one strike. Well, that leadoff walk was just the second base runner of the game for Corning. And it was immediately erased with a 6-4-3 DP. There's a swing and a miss right there. Good location on the outside corner. And it's one ball, two strikes. Primo likes the first call, sets, and delivers. A swing and a miss. Down goes Bowers. 8 strikeouts for Primo. He faces the minimum once again. We go to the home fifth. Concordia leading it 4-0.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, to the home fifth here on KNCA, Concordia leading Corning by a score of 4-0. Double A State Tournament Baseball here in Concordia. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. Hunter Lehman back to work as Bimes will lead it off. And a first pitch ground ball to Fisher. Third base has time. Long throw across the diamond to Heidemann. Nicely done. One pitch, one out here in the home fifth.
Now batting for the Blues. Second base is number 5, Maddox Fry.
Here's Maddox Fry. He's 0 for 2. Batting here in the bottom of the fifth with the bases empty and one out. Flew out to left in the first and struck out in the third. Now it's been a grind for Lehman. Concordia, 2 runs in the first. Primo, a 2-RBI single. Doubled it up to 4-0 in the fourth. A 2-RBI single by LeDuc. There's a called strike there on Fry, and it's 0-1. Lehman, though, still trying to keep his team in the mix. But the offense has not been there against Primo so far through 5 innings. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled away. 1-2. Starrett due up next. Lehman holds the mitt high in front of the face, kicks and deals. Fly ball, shallow right center field, could be trouble, and it is. It drops in for a hit. That wind certainly made it tough. Bowers at second, tried to get out there in front of the center fielder in Haverkamp, but it dropped in between them for a one-out hit.
That'll bring up center fielder, number 1, Justin Starrett. On deck, Parker in the hole.
A one-out single, Fry at first. Here's Starrett, 0 for 2, did reach on an error and scored a run. But a 4-0 Concordia lead as they bat in the bottom of the fifth. Lehman's pitch is fouled away. No balls and one strike. Hiawatha post 66. They won their first game today against Marysville 6-4, so they advance. They will play Smith County tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in a winner's bracket game. Here's a high fly ball in the infield. This is going to be off the mound, and Lehman makes the catch in between home and the mound. So that was a kind of a difficult play, but he makes the catch for the out, and there are two down. That'll bring up Shane Parker.
Two outs for the Blues.
Parker has a single and a run scored.
Number 27, Shane Parker.
He also has a fly out to center. So a chance to get out of the inning. After a one-out single, two outs, Fry still at first. Here's Parker. A tall right-hander against Lehman, the righty. And the first pitch, an knee-high fastball called strike. Lehman, for the most part, has pitched pretty well. Just a couple of batters have done him dirty, and that being Primo and Leduc, both with two RBI singles. 4-0 our score. One ball, one strike on Parker. Here's the pitch, a little bit high, and it's 2-1. Concordia and Corning here, the 4-5 matchup in this tournament. And there's a nice pitch. Bends in there on the outside corner. A called strike, and it's 2-2. Lehman sets and fires. It's low and in the dirt, and then gets to the backstop, and a wild pitch allows Fry to get to second base. We haven't seen a ton of balls go back to the backstop in this game, but that pitch just low and in the dirt gets away. And now Fry at second base with two down. And the count now full here on Parker. Hits it high and playable to right field. And it's Wimberly. Didn't have to move much. He makes the catch to retire the side. So once again, Lehman gets out of a little bit of a jam. Nothing too crazy there, but the bats need to get going. We head to the sixth inning of play. Concordia leading this game 4-0.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here at the AA State Tournament in Concordia. It is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Hiawatha 6-4 winner in game one over Marysville. They advance, but right now Corning is trailing host Concordia 4-0, as it has been a very good day for Primo on the hill for Concordia. Top of the six, Haverkamp steps in and takes the first pitch called strike. So Corning down to their final six outs. They have been held to just one hit and two base runners today so far. There's a foul ball there by Haverkamp. He quickly jumps behind. Wrong direction. No balls, two strikes. Grounded out to short in his first at bat. And Primo delivers. Just missed on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Good eye there for Haverkamp. Wimberly will follow. And Lehman after that. 8-9-1. In the Corning order, they're down 4-0. Here's the pitch. just a bit inside, and it's 2-2. Concordia, two runs in the first, two runs in the fourth, both via a two RBI single. Here's a pitch, and fouled away, stays 2-2. Off speed, Haverkamp waited for it, just kind of pieced to stay alive. The lone hits by Kelzer in the first, and the other base runner a walk in the fifth. That pitch just missed, and now the count's full, 3-2. Corning desperately needs to get some base runners aboard. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch, and a foul ball. Maybe the best battle so far between a Corning hitter and Primo today. Primo has been very, very good. He's going to play college baseball at Tabor. He has been very good, and what we've been told, he's not even Concordia's best pitcher. Another foul ball, stays 3-2. Very good battle with Haverkamp. Let's see if he can win it. Another foul ball on 3-2. Primo sets, yes to the sign, kicks with the left, swings it through with the right, and it's lifted into foul territory, left side, and it will stay inside the field of play, and it's caught by the third baseman and Henderson, so that lengthy battle ultimately ends in out number one. There's Wimberly, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Base is empty, one down. Corning down to their final five outs. Primo sets, kicks, and deals. Just a bit outside. And it's 1-0. Double-digit wins for Corning in each of the last 3 years. They have been very good and consistent since the start of 2022, winning 42 games and losing just 19 in that stretch. Second straight year here at the state tournament. Concordia ended their run last season. Now Concordia is trying to give them their first loss here in 2024. Wimberly now swinging a miss. Two balls, one strike. Base is empty and one out in the top of the sixth. Primo's pitch outside. And it's 3-1. Haverkamp worked a battle in the last at bat, but ultimately popped out in foul territory. See if Wimberly can work a walk. See what he does here. 3-1. And he takes it all the way, and it's a called strike. Now it's full. Iola and Norton after this one. Two winners will play tomorrow afternoon. Two losers will play tomorrow morning. And that pitch is high. Ball four. Just the third base runner in the game. The second one via the walk. And a one-out walk. And to the top of the order now with Hunter Lehman. Lehman has a couple of strikeouts. Primo's pitch is a high pop-up, right side. Foul territory towards the dugout and out of play. So Lehman drops behind real quick. No balls, one strike. Runner at first is Wimberly. That's just the second walk issued by Primo. Primo sets, not much of a lead at first for Wimberly. And the pitch is hit out to right field and a base hit. In front of the right fielder, and Parker gets it in quickly. Just the second hit of the game for Corning, and now they got something going here. Two on and one out. So Wimberly to second, now Lehman at first, and here's LJ Kelzer, who's got the lone other hit, the single in the first. He is also grounded out to short. Well, if you're Corning, you really got to at least get something here. Down 4-0 in the sixth. Primo sets, looking back. Runner at second in Wimberly, staring him down. Now a time called by the umpire. Right as he was about to lift the leg to pitch, umpire stopped it there. So So everybody resets after Haverkamp popped out, a walk and a single by Wimberly and Lehman respectively. And now a throw down to first, and that one gets away and into right field. The catcher, LeDuc, tried to get the runner at first and Lehman catch him off guard, but he launched it out into right field and both runners advance. So a base hit could cut the deficit in half. That will be an error on the catcher. Runners at second and third. Kelzer, certainly someone who could put one in play. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike. Kelzer bats from the right side. Lehman at second, Wimberly at third. Primo's pitch. Ground ball, third base side. They're going to try to make a play at home, and they get around the tag. No, they're going to call him out. I spoke too soon. The ground ball, Wimberly tried to score. The play is made. Henderson throws it home, and the tag is applied. So it stays 4-0, and now two outs.
Two outs. Now batting four, Corden.
Well, that is unfortunate for Corning. And now Aldifer is going to come in. Courtesy run here for Kelzer. All right, well, an opportunity for Gibbs now. He is 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Primo's first pitch is high for ball one. So two outs and two on. Lehman at second, and the courtesy runner Aldifer at first. Still 4-0. That was a big play just a moment ago, getting Wimberly out at home. Good stop by the catcher, and the pitch was in the dirt, 2-0. Well, the shakiest that Primo has been, he had been in a comfort cruise through the first five and change, but now Corning is at least making him sweat just a touch. Gibbs got out in front of that one and launched it out of play foul. And it's two balls and one strike. Concordia leading 4-0 here in the top of the sixth. Two on and two outs here for Corning. Their biggest threat to this point in the game. Now Gibbs pops it up, right side, foul territory, and it's going to land on top of the dugout. So two balls and two strikes. Lehman at second base, courtesy runner Aldifer at first. 2-2 count, two outs, top six, 4-0, Concordia leading. As Primo has gone the distance to this point, both pitchers have pitched all the way to this point. Primo looks back at second and fires. In there, called strike three, and the inning is over. 9 strikeouts for Primo, and the biggest threat comes up empty for Corning in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Concordia leads it 4-0.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Kansaland Radio.
Concordia leading Corning 4-0 as they will try to add some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Corning has just really had nothing going for the most part. Their last at bat in the top of the sixth, they did get two runners on, but unable to score as Primo again has pitched really well for Concordia here in this one, but Lehman still has pitched a good game himself, but the first inning and the fourth inning, just the difference, two runs apiece, 4-0 our score. As Concordia will try to add insurance here in the home six, it'll be number 9, then number 1, and then number 2 with Henderson, Eubanks, and LeDuc. 5 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts for Lehman here this evening. Well, he's going to try to breeze through the sixth here and keep his team within 4 with one final at bat coming up. And first pitch to Henderson is high for ball 1. 1-for-2, a single back in the second. The pitch is hit to shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit. Henderson now 2-for-3, his second single tonight.
He's hit for Henderson. That'll bring up the left fielder, number 11, Eubanks.
Here's Eubanks. A walk, a run scored, a single, and a strikeout. That is the 9th hit of the game for Concordia. And Eubanks again, Division II prospect. Tall from the right side, Lehman's pitch, runner takes off, and this is hit well towards the gap in right center field, and that is trouble, and it's going to get all the way to the fence in front of the 360 sign. Eubanks rounding second. He heads to third. It's a sliding double and an RBI. And Concordia leads it now 5-0. A single and a triple. 5-0 Concordia. Here is LeDuc, who drove in 2 with a single in the fourth. He has also struck out and is grounded out. He will show bunt. He fouls it away. And it's 0-1. Well, you can tell, again, this Concordia team, they got athletes. Bimes is going to play football at Tabor. A foul ball here makes it 0-2. Primo is playing baseball at Tabor. Eubanks, Division II baseball player in Minnesota. So they got some athletes. Right now on display, leading 5-0 late. Lehman's pitch is high, and it's 1-2. Eubanks at third. Nobody out. A single and a triple here in the sixth. There's a swing and a miss. And down goes LeDuc. That is 5 strikeouts now for Lehman. Here's Peyton Breeze, the shortstop. He has reached twice, a single and a walk. He has also scored a run. Lehman kicks and fires, and it's popped up. Foul territory. A near catch by a fan, but right to the bleachers, and it's 0-1. Breeze, a single and a run scored in the first. He popped out to second in the second, and then he walked in the fourth. Lehman's 0-1 is hit out to right field, shallow enough. It's going to be the second baseman Bowers to make the catch, and not deep enough to get the runner in from third. So Eubanks stuck at third, now 2 outs, and it's up to Braden Primo. He drove in the first 2 runs of the game in the first with a single. Since then, he has a line out to center in the third and a line out to second in the fourth. Lehman kicks and fires. And a swing and a miss, strike number 1. Again, for the most part, Lehman has pitched pretty well tonight. But Primo has pitched sensationally well, and now he hits one out to the gap in left center, but running on to make the catch is Haverkamp to retire the side. But a single followed by a triple, and Concordia gets an insurance run. Corning needs something here in the seventh. To the top of the seventh we go. It's Concordia 5 and Corning 0.
corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
My name is Cooper Alley. I play with the Sugarville Bombers. I like third base and making good plays. After I'm done with the game, I like to go get ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Alexa Rash. I play for the Sugarville Bombers. My favorite thing was playing third base. After I make a great play, I like to quench my thirst by getting a cherry limeade at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Reckon Schlatter. I played with the Sugarville Bombers.
After I hit a dinger, I like going to the Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
All the kids are doing it. You should too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy. See you in downtown Onega.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coverage of the AA State Baseball Tournaments, American Legion Baseball here in Concordia. Right now for Corning, they are down to their final at-bat. They need a miracle. They are down 5-0 to host Concordia. Corning has been held to just 2 hits and just 4 total base runners. Primo is going to come on to try to shut the door and complete game shutout if he can get through it. He has pitched 6 innings, allowed just 2 hits, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Not often have we seen this Corning lineup quite dissected like Primo has done here today. It is a double elimination tournament, so the loser will play tomorrow at 10:30. Hiawatha won their matchup with Marysville. They'll play at 1 tomorrow against Smith County. Well, here's Primo and Race Fisher, the batter here to lead it off. And a foul ball to start the frame, and it's 0-1. Fisher, Heideman, and Talley. Fisher's 0-2, 2 strikeouts. Kelzer a hit with a single, the lone hit in the first, and then the other hit was a single by Lehmond last inning. Next pitch, a little bit outside, 1-1. One final game after this one, Iola and Norton. That's the 1-8 matchup. Iola's won back-to-back state titles. Now Fisher puts a ride into one, deep but foul, right in front of the fence. It is an obnoxiously loud strike number 2. Well, the fans thought about it. It just one hopped the fence, left side of the line. It was probably the most well-struck ball against Primo tonight, but ineffective because it was a foul ball. 1-2. Primo kicks and delivers. Popped up and foul right on top of us. So it stays 1-2. Primo fires again on 1-2, lifting it out towards shallow left field, and foul territory right on the line. They're going to say it's foul. It was dropped by Eubanks, kind of tried to make a jumping catch at it, didn't think he really needed to make the jump attempt, and then he dropped it. The umpire said it was a foul ball. Well, Corning pleading that was a fair ball, but the umpire says not exactly. Well, it's unfortunate. So now Fisher was all the way over at second base, so now he trots back and has to settle in with the count still 1-2. Concordia leading this one 5-0 in the 7th. Primo sets a 1-2 count and fires. Another foul ball. Another well-struck ball, but Fisher out in front. Corning sent 5 to the plate in the 6th. That was the most they have gone against Primo in an inning all night. Primo has been very dominant. Another 1-2. Another foul ball again. About the same spot, lying down the left field line. So still one ball, two strikes. Bases empty, nobody out. Corning needs a miracle here in the seventh. They are down five. Primo's pitch. Another foul ball. Oh, maybe the best battle now between Fisher and Primo. Both big body right-handers. The umpire's losing balls. He's got to go collect a few. Brett Heideman on deck. Aiden Talley in the hole. Another one ball, two strike counts. Primo sets. Out of the windup and deals. That one missed. And it's 2-2. A lengthy battle with Fisher here in the seventh. Now works quickly. 2-2 on the way. Ground ball. Shortstop side. Breeze has it. Plenty of time. Low throw and a beautiful dig by the first baseman in Bimes. The Tabor commits. That was a great defensive effort to keep Fisher off, and there is the first out in the inning.
Now batting first baseman number 7, Brett Heideman.
So Corning down to their final two outs. Here is Brett Heideman. Asking for a pitch count. Didn't hear the number, but Primo's going to try to finish this thing out. He needs two more outs. Here's Brett Heideman. Heideman walked in the fifth. He has also got a fly out to right. A lefty steps in, and that pitch missed low and inside for ball one. Works quickly, likes the sign, and delivers. Another one inside, and it's 2-0. We saw Marysville use three pitchers in our first game, and then in this game, both pitchers have gone the whole way, and there's a swing and a miss by Heideman, makes it 2-1. So, and Lehman had a couple of tough innings, but for the most part, really kept his team in it. But Primo has been very, very good for Concordia. Another one missed inside, and it's 3-1. Now the pitch counts may come into effect here. Maybe if Heideman gets on, if Talley works it a little bit, they can maybe get Primo out of here. But this is hit well, right field, and it's down the line, but foul. Kind of lost it. From our vantage point, well struck by Heideman, but it's going to be now 3-2. 5-0, Concordia leading. They scored 2 in the first, jumped out to the early lead, 2 more in the fourth, and 1 more in the sixth. A 3-2. It is high, ball 4. So the second time Heideman has walked. That is the third walk issued by Primo, and that's probably going to do it. As Primo, I believe, has reached his pitch count. So we got to step aside. A pitching change. Boy, dominant outing for Primo. Corning just 2 outs remaining, and they're down 5. We'll step aside. Back after this on a KNZA.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, an incredible outing by Concordia's Braden Primo. He reached his pitch count, so he can't go the complete game, but 6 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 9 strikeouts. He is responsible for Heideman at first base. Concordia leading 5-0 here in the seventh, as Peyton Breeze will try to get the final two outs and advance Concordia to the next round and put Corning in an elimination game tomorrow morning. And now it is Aiden Talley, who is 0-2. He has popped out to second and also hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the fifth. So Heideman at first. Here is Breeze. His first pitch in the seventh is a fastball missing upstairs for ball one. Breeze again, looking back at first. Again, Heideman not much of a threat to run, and there's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. Fisher grounded out to begin the inning, and Heideman walked. And that ended Primo's afternoon, and Talley now facing Breeze for the first time. Concordia is led from the jump, and it's been a dominant outing. Here's a steal attempt, throw to second, not in time, and Heideman is safe. Stolen base for Heideman. He's in the scoring position with one out. Count now 2-1 on Talley. Paxton Bowers due up next. Well, you lose your first game. You're not out of it, but trying to come back from the loser's bracket is a hard task to do. But you give yourself still a shot tomorrow. Breeze kicks and fires a 2-1. Missed upstairs with the fastball, and now 3-1. Runner at second base, Brett Heideman. A walk and a steal. Now a time called by the umpire. Talley steps back in. Breeze out of the stretch. Looks back at second. Not much of a lead for Heideman. Kicks with the left, fires with the right. Another fastball upstairs, ball four. So the first batter, Breeze faces, he walks. So 2-1, 1-out, and here's Paxton Bowers. Well, now Concordia is going to have a quick mound visit. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show once the game here goes final. We'll recap it, get you set for the action tomorrow. We know Hiawatha and Smith County in a winner's bracket game at 1 o'clock. If this score holds, Corning will play an elimination game between either Iola or Norton at 10:30. So again, guaranteed two games for you tomorrow here on KNZA. If Corning wins or loses and then wins tomorrow, they would play again later on that night at about 6 o'clock. They could play twice tomorrow. There's a called strike to Bowers from Breeze. It's 0-1. Heideman at second base, Talley at first. Here in the top of the seventh, Concordia trying to pull it out. They still comfortably lead at 5-0. Breeze looks back, and a time called. And Primo in line for the win, going 6 1/3. No runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Breeze sets and fires. He misses again high. That's been his miss, is upstairs. And it's 1-1. Breeze looks back at second. He will fire a 1-1 outside. Now a throw down to first. And it gets away, and Heideman gets all the way to third, rounding it, and will hold there. Both runners get away. Tough throw. Now second and third, 1 out. Two balls and 1 strike on Bowers, and now base hits. Could maybe put 2 on the board. Breeze sets, kicks and fires. It is outside, ball 3. Well, Corning is trying to make it interesting here in the seventh. They still have a long way to go. But a walk would be much appreciated here. 3-1 by Breeze. Hit to the left side, and it finds left field for a base hit. Heideman scores. It's 5-1. Still one out. Tally stops at third. That run will be charged to Primo. So here is Ben Haverkamp. Bowers with the RBI. Tally at third, Bowers at first. It's now a 5-1 game. Still only one out in the seventh, but you can't score two until you score one. Haverkamp 0 for 2, hits it to the right side, another base hit. It is now 5-2. And Bowers goes first to third. Okay. Here's Miles Wimberly, who walked in his last at bat. He has also struck out, but back-to-back RBI singles. It's a 5-2 game, and Wimberly represents the tying run at the plate. Still only one out. First pitch, fouled away. No balls, one strike. So Primo again, he'll be charged with that first run. 6 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run. The other run charged to Breeze, and now it's popped up in the infield. Breeze off the mound, makes the catch for out number 2. So now it's up to Hunter Lehman, Corning down to their final out. Well, I will say it, a home run ties the game. Bowers at third, Haverkamp the runner at first. Lehman to single, a strikeout, and a strikeout. He is 1 for 3. 5-2 in the seventh. Both runs here for Corning in the seventh. RBIs by Bowers and Haverkamp. Breeze's first pitch is popped up and out of play. No balls, one strike. Well, all it took is for Primo to get off the mound. Now Corning was starting to do something here, but it could be too little too late. Steps off the rubber. Lehman resets. Count 0-1. They're at the corners, but two outs. 5-2 Concordia trying to close the door. Breeze sets, and another time called. Not quite 2 hours into this game here tonight. Here's an 0-1. Just missed. 1-1. Well, if Lehman can continue in some form of fashion, Kelzer would be up next, then Gibbs after that. Again, obviously a very dangerous part of the Corning order. 1-1, but two outs. Here's the pitch, and it's hit out to shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit. 5-3 is the score. Bowers scores from third. Haverkamp stops at second, and now runners at first and second, two outs. And they are going to pull Breeze, so he cannot shut the door. And Concordia will go to a new arm to try to get the final out. Corning making it interesting. It's a 5-3 game. The go-ahead run in Kelzer is coming to the plate. And we're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Community Healthcare System offers a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to help keep you moving from imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything that they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than CHCS. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System of Northeast Kansas, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KNZA.
Well, Concordia has to go to another pitcher. Joey Henderson will try to get the final out as they're trying to hold off Corning, who has scored three here in the seventh. But Concordia still leads 5-3. Corning has two on and two outs. And Henderson, his first pitch, he has called for a balk. And don't look now, a single could tie the game. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. It is a called strike number one. Kelzer singled in the first. He grounded out to short in the fourth, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. A chance to be a massive hero. The 1-1. It's a ground ball to the right side, fielded by Fry to first in time, and the game is over. Well, Corning went down, but not without a fight. But in the end, Concordia wins it 5-3. Our postgame show is next, right after this.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansas Land Radio.
final time. Day number one of the AA State Tournament in Concordia for us has come to an end. Our locals go 1-1 today in the first round. Hiawatha post 66, a 6-4 winner in the first game today against Marysville. Corning post 216. Boy, they put up a fight in the seventh, but it was not enough. They scored three, but lose 5-3 to Concordia. So both teams, of course, back in action tomorrow. We'll tell you about it in a moment, but again, Concordia scored the first two runs of the game. They got a two RBI single by Braden Primo. They got it out to 4-0 in the fourth on a two RBI single by Rush LeDuc. They added one more in the sixth on an RBI triple by Matthew Eubanks. And then the seventh inning, they just needed to get Braden Primo off the hill, Corning did, and they finally put something together. Three runs on three hits. They stranded two, and they got what would have been the go-ahead run to the plate. But a ground out by Kelzer to second ended the threat in the rally. But just a little lack offensively through the first six, and not enough in the comeback chance in the seventh. So again, Concordia wins it, 5-3 the final, over Corning post 216. So Corning will play at 10:30 tomorrow morning, right here on KNZA. It'll be, again, a 10:30 start time, and they'll play the loser of the final game. It'll be Iola and Norton. Iola, the two-time defending champs, the number one seed. Norton, the eight seed. So the loser of that game will get Corning at 10:30 tomorrow morning, and then right after that will be Hiawatha and Smith County in a winner's bracket game. And if Corning wins their game tomorrow at 10:30, they would be back in action later that night at 6 o'clock. So Corning could ultimately play two games tomorrow. Hiawatha is guaranteed their one game against Smith County in the winner's bracket. All right, let's get you a player of the game. It's going to be brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And, you know, despite the loss, Hunter Lehman, he was very, very good. You know, two innings really hurt him, but he pitched the entire game. He pitched all six innings, nine hits, five runs, four earned runs. He walked two, and he struck out four, and then offensively had a couple of hits, two singles, and an RBI. So really just the first and the fourth innings were the troublesome innings for him pitching. And then his last two at-bats in the sixth and the seventh, a couple of singles, including an RBI. So Hunter Lehman, he'll be our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So again, that's going to about wrap this one up for you. It was less than 2 hours on the game time for this one. But we'll be back and ready to go, locked and loaded tomorrow for day number two. The final tallies in this one. For Concordia, they get the win. Five runs, nine hits, one error. They left eight on base. And for Corning, they take the loss. They drop to 14-8. Three runs, five hits, one error, and they left five on base. Not quite 2 hours on the game time. Corning and either Iola and Norton, or Norton, tomorrow morning at 10:30, and then around 1 o'clock, it'll follow the winner's bracket game with Hiawatha and Smith County. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Stay up to date with everything going on here this weekend over online at mscsports.net. Until tomorrow morning at 10:30, for Captain Kurt Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabb, and we'll see you then here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.